Hi, this is Bill Pollack, and this is my Press Box podcast here on MissouriNet.com, and my guest this week is Clyde Lear, the founder of Learfield Communications, and I had the honor back on the 29th of January to travel to Springfield and see Clyde be inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And Clyde, first of all, it was an honor to be there and an honor to see you there.
It was fun. Festive evening. 1,500 people there.
If you listen to the Missouri Tiger football and basketball broadcasts on the radio, if you follow college athletics, you've been influenced by Clyde and Learfield Sports, an innovator in this business. And that's what you were being recognized for at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Sue and I went to dinner with Matt, our oldest, and his wife the night before. We had a great waitress, and she was very attentive to us and took care of us. And at the end of the evening, she asked, she said, "Well, what are you in town for? I know you're from out of town. What are you here for?" And we said, "Well, we're here for the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame." And she said, kind of sarcastically, "Oh, do we have an honoree among us?" And she looked at my son, and they all pointed at me, and she said, "No way." which kind of reminded me of the way Bob Pretty took it, and you took it, and a lot of other friends here, because I'm not the world's greatest athlete, and so and here I was with Mel Gray and John Sunvold, and it was kind of, for me, it was a strange feeling. Here I am among all these athletes. But, they were recognizing as much as me, they were recognizing our company and what we do, and working with universities all across the country and helping them with their marketing and helping athletic departments understand the value and of doing a good job of marketing. And so they hire us to do that, and that's what we do. And we build our business on that.
What I found interesting, too, there was a wide range. There was a high school basketball team that was honored. There was a college volleyball team. There was a doctor associated with sports medicine. You there representing sports media, and of course there were the football players and the baseball players and John Sunvold, as you mentioned, basketball, but there was also a chess player, a women's amateur golfer, and you all said that there was a little video that had a little bio and kind of explained all of you, and then you all had a few minutes to talk, and the one thing that stuck out to me was that you all mentioned people that helped you, friends, co-workers, people that shared in your vision, and all of you are at the top of your game. You all realized that as good as you were and as on top of the game as you were, you still needed people along the way. And I found that interesting, that was a common theme.
Yeah, in life you don't do anything by yourself. And, those who think they do are really pretty cocky and wrong. So, all of us have been helped through the years by a lot of people. And for me, my wife is a good example. She's at least given me a lot of encouragement. And then within the business itself, we have 400-plus employees around the country and in 70-some offices, and many of them have been with us their entire careers, and they have given so much of what they are to this product that we have, which is sort of a funky, you can't look at it, you can't pick it up and touch it very well, but it's very important. And so you looked at these people and you understand that they are the ones that have really catapulted the company into great heights, and it's certainly not Clyde Lear. And I can't be too cocky about things. I need to be more humble and understand that I'm here because of them and by and large.
A question that I have for you is, your college thesis was on building a state network, and you've built one through agriculture, through news here with the Missouri Net, and several other news networks across the country, and sports. And so your model works. Doesn't matter if it's agriculture, news, or sports. This is your idea. This is your baby, something you thought of. There has to be a lot of discipline on your part and a lot of faith that you're taking your idea and you know you need others to help you with it, and you're leaving it in their hands. Was that tough when you first started?
No, I... it's a little bit of temperament, you know? I'm a little ADD. So I can really get involved in something at the front end, and I sort of conceptualize it, and I see it. But when I begin doing it, I get bored in about 10 minutes. And so I have to hand it off to someone who can take this vision and then make it happen. So I think that's maybe as much a function of temperament and personality as it is anything. And, I mean, I am kind of the innovator. I'm the one who dreams the dream. And then I go off and dream another dream and let someone else do the dirty work and get it done. And I think that's worked, you know.
All of you that were up there last night have a competitiveness. For some that were up there, it was wins and losses. Where does your competitiveness come from?
That's a good question. I like to win, you know. Now, is that competitiveness? I like to beat the other guy, you know. I really do. And in business is a, you know, in business it's win or not win. And now, the fact is there's always someone better at whatever you're doing than you are. But it's fun to kind of test your mettle against them. And we've done pretty well here, you know. We've figured out how to do this pretty well. Now, every day is a new day, and you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know what. So that's the fun part about business. You just don't know. I mean, we don't know what the economy is going to do. We don't know what college sports is going to do. Heavens, we don't know what college sports is going to do. You know, you can see this with the change in conferences and everything else that's going on. I mean, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So we're trying to kind of figure it out. It makes the game a lot of fun. I think one of the gifts that God has given me is this whole ability to mentor and to see people's skills maybe that they don't themselves see, and to then give them encouragement. So, you know, if you had to kind of lay out everybody, let me say it differently. Everybody has gifts. Everybody has gifts. And that's biblical, by the way. Everybody has gifts. Some people are really good at one thing while another person's really good at something else, right? And I think my gift is the gift of encouragement. And I'm not very good at a lot of things. Terrible at basketball. I can't dribble even. I'm terrible at a lot of things. But I'm a pretty good encourager. I can see people's gifts and their skill sets, and I can encourage them in that. And you know, that isn't something that people do very well. People are generally, and people in management particularly, are pretty self-centered. What's going to help me? And I think maybe, you know, one of the things I'm just pretty good at is seeing an individual and listening to them and sort of resonating with their dreams and trying to help them see where they can really push their dreams along and then therefore encourage them. Now, some people are going in a wrong direction, and so I'll encourage them maybe to turn around. But you know, the thing I guess I really enjoy doing is for men and women, particularly younger men and women who are like you, who are trying to get their way in the world, is to say, hey, have you thought about this? Or here's what you're good at. And I do it with my grandchildren. I do it with my kids and, you know, try to encourage people. So I'm an encourager. That's sort of my gift.
Clyde Lear joining us, Hall of Famer. How does that sound?
Oh, that's cool, isn't it?
It is. I was excited when I heard about it. So what are your plans? What's in your future?
Well, you know, Greg Brown, who's now our president and CEO, has asked me to continue to mentor some of our people around the country. And unfortunately, he's not paying me to do it, but he's just asked me to do it where I can, and I want to, and so we'll do that. You know, we're a pretty big company now. We have 70-plus offices around America, and I don't know, 400 to 500 employees, depending on part-time or full-time. And so, you know, that's my gift is encouragement, so I just like to be with them and
something. Well said. Well, congratulations. Thanks for your time. I've never seen you in a bad mood.
I get down sometimes, but generally not. You know, I think, you know, this whole thought that success, you know, it's this idea that you know, we can be positive all the time, and a positive mental attitude really brings success. And so I try to be positive in all that I am and all that I do. It doesn't mean that we're, you know, sometimes I get discouraged, and we all do. And you know, there are life events which do trouble us, and in our families or within our own work. But you know, I think the great blessing is that we do have a Savior, and we are fine. And so, just keep on.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations again, and thanks for your time. That's our Press Box podcast this week on MissouriNet.com, and links to Learfield Communications and Clyde, and you can follow. You got your own Twitter and all that stuff.
I do. I tweet, yeah. And I'm a Google Plus. I'm a big Google Plus guy. I do not Facebook. I know.
Not yet, huh?
I probably won't. You know, I'm a big user of the new technology today, the new media, but I have not gotten on Facebook. But a lot of people do.
You'd have a lot of friends. You'd probably have a lot of friends.
Yeah. I just don't.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Clyde.
You bet, bud.
That's our Press Box podcast on MissouriNet.com.